Hey, you guys, this is Bob. I know the intro music hasn't hit yet, but just a fair warning that this show is uncensored and may not be suitable for younger listeners.
So that means if you are of the ages of 10 and under, just delete.
Or check with your parents before listening.
Ah, what the hell, just listen.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music.
I'm Bob. You got to be careful what you say around here because you might get fired for something.
I'm Donnie.
You wonder why I squint? I have a right dick.
And I'm Q. Now comes in the editing part of me.
Team nappy-headed hoes.
That's it, we're fired.
We're done.
Bye.
We're like 5 minutes in and we're already done.
So, I'm Q.
Let's start over.
I'm Donnie.
I'd have been scared to touch it. Might have, like, disintegrated.
My head itches.
Around 2 o'clock in the morning, you see, G.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Donnie just fell on the floor. I got a show to do.
Oh, man.
Phenomena.
Oh, good Lord.
Labor Day. Early Labor Day.
Early Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend.
Can you hear me okay?
Can you hear me? I can't hear myself hardly. Hello? Okay, I can hear you.
I can hear you fine.
Okay, that's good.
But I can't hear myself.
Well, I can't hear myself either, really.
Okay. Welcome to the Entitled Show.
We're luckily still on the air after last week's spat.
Oh, wow. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. The Entitled Show brought to you by... Crap. Yahoo Small Business, the official web provider. of the Entitled Show and Hot Topic. And we're live on Amateur Radio, powered by Live365.com and sponsored by Sirius Satellite Radio, the best radio on radio. All orders are $49. Receive free shipping. Click the link at AmateurRadio.net.
Oh, yeah.
And next week, we will not be on Amateur Radio, and we won't be on Amateur Radio the week after that, because next Sunday, we'll be at the Bike Fest grounds. I'm leaving Friday. I'm leaving a week early to set up the camper and everything. We're going to be out. That's when the best parties are, when there's only like 20 people out there.
Yeah.
So come out, we'll party.
Woo!
Until the break of dawn, since I don't have to be at work until 10 o'clock in the morning now instead of 5 a.m.
Who? You get sleep a lot more.
Not really. I just go to bed later.
Oh, well.
I still get my 3 hours of sleep a night.
You're like me. Go to bed at 2, get up at 7.
So, we're going to be recording the show there next Sunday. And it will be posted on the website. And then the Sunday after that, the Sunday after Bike Fest, taking off. Because I'll be butt-ass tired. And also because we have to tear down the campsite on that day. So, but we'll be back on a regular schedule the Sunday after the weekend after Bike Fest.
So it's like next week off, then we're back.
Yeah. You get more information on Bainbridge Bike Fest, BainbridgeBikeFest.com.
Goo is for a worthy cause. Yeah. You'll see a lot of stuff you do and don't want to see.
Oh, yeah. Where I may be possibly popping the,
Yep.
Never mind. I'm in a good mood. I got noticed at McDonald's.
I got noticed at McDonald's.
By girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got noticed at Walmart last night about midnight. I went in there after working. And went in there, got noticed by a guy. Not so great.
For what?
For the Entitled Show.
Oh, really? That's cool. Why hadn't nobody noticed me yet?
Yeah. Because you're dipshit.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Well, wasn't supposed to say that.
Well.
I forget so easily that this is censored now.
We are Censored Radio.
And when we, and I forgot to tell Donnie about this before we go on air, but when we come back from Bike Fest, I have a surprise.
As in?
You'll find out.
Well, that's
after the show.
Oh, okay.
Secrets out. Joking.
So y'all have to wait. I don't.
Yeah, y'all have to wait until we actually come back from Bike Fest to find out what's going on.
I get to find out after the show.
And also, when we get back from Bike Fest, we get to find out who the lucky winners are of our autographed pictures.
Yay!
All three entrants so far, I believe it was. That's the last count I got Wednesday.
Three. Only three. Entrants. Who?
I don't know. Well. I don't know them. Let's see. I think they threw your sister in when they sent the email. I was like, yeah, Donnie wants a signed picture of himself.
Yeah.
I think we entered her in.
Okay.
So that makes one. So you may win a picture of yourself.
Heck yeah. That nifty.
So we're going to announce that. And also, they got the bright idea that whoever wins the picture, we're going to get a metallic Sharpie and we're going to autograph a bumper sticker also.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
why don't we put them on the show?
Hold on. Let me grab one of these bumper stickers. Well, they could be from all over the place. Look at the room.
There's not
a lot of room on there to sign.
You're going to sign here, and I'll have to sign there.
And if you don't know, the Sharpies, when you sign, they're really big. So if you try to write slowly, it just looks like an ink blot.
Yeah.
But we got plenty of bumper stickers to give away.
Yeah.
You could go to the Entitled Show quote-unquote store
and buy a sticker
and sign up to get one. You don't have to pay anything for it. We send it to you. It's free.
Cool.
But that's why I said it's in the quote-unquote store.
One item.
One item or less. Speedy checkout.
You got a wish list of one item.
Yeah, and also a lot of people... no one's actually been emailing us about the shirts we want to give away. Wow.
Okay, I'm good.
What is that?
I don't know.
OCD?
Is all right, like Thumper.
But no one has given us any feedback on the shirts yet. A couple of girls that said, I'd totally buy it, even though they're boring. You know that they wouldn't buy it.
Yeah.
They're just saying it. It's going to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And then you look and then you realize that they have like 5,000 friends. You go, oh, that's why. Because they're so nice.
Whatever.
Amped Radio topped 1,000 friends.
Really?
Yeah, it's like 1,045 when the show started.
Cool.
And the average age has gone up to 16. All right.
Moving on up.
To a misdemeanor.
Moving on to a free bedding and eating and whatever else you want to do in jail. Phenomena. Phenomena.
So what does your girlfriend have you do today?
Nothing. Well, we got done with church and my family's down, so we all went and ate at Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen sounds good.
DQ brand.
How many times she called today?
I think twice. Yeah, once this morning to make sure I was up. Yeah, and then right when I left her house to tell me to come back.
Wow.
And I was like, why do I need to come back? We're going to make out a calendar. Said, I gotta go to a radio show. Oh, never mind. Okay. Yeah.
I bet she will call right as we go off air again.
Yeah, probably.
Are you done yet? Yeah. Okay. I need you to get a warrant. What do you need me to do at Walmart? Why do you want to know?
I just
want to know. You just want me to say something embarrassing on the air.
Yeah.
No, I don't, baby.
We're off air.
We're off air. We're done. Why are you whispering? Because I don't want Bob to hear me. Even though he's sitting across from me wearing headphones.
And your own speakerphone.
She has had to listen to the show before.
I don't know.
If she knows that You're on air. I don't know.
She's psychic.
She's psychic. I got. Remind me to tell you about something off air.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll go ahead and turn the mics down. Okay. Yep.
Not appropriate.
Yep. Took two of them. Yeah.
He has had a good week, huh?
Get your minds out of the gutters. I was talking about a bad spring in my mattress.
Yeah, for real.
Every time I get off of it, it goes boing, boing. Jesus.
It just helped us back.
I know, man. Anyway.
Moving along.
Hold on. Okay. You ready for the news?
All right, let's go.
Okay. a group of campers tied a Peeping Tom suspect to a tree, keeping him bound until police arrived.
Oh, my God. Peeping Tom.
Robert H. Berkey, 63, was charged with private indecency, a misdemeanor by sheriff's deputies who were called into the Big Fan campground near Bagby Hot Springs last weekend, according to a Clackamas County detective. Clackamas. Campers told deputies they recognized Berkey from a similar incident at the campground last year and wanted to make sure he didn't get away. Last year, we took down his license plate number, turned into the sheriff, but there wasn't a lot they could really do. This year, that wasn't happening. Duggan and another camper, Michael Brandow, and several friends were playing chess, eating, and relaxing last Sunday when they had wrestling in the area the women used as an open latrine. Duggan went to investigate, saw a man running from the area and tackled him with help from two other campers. Duggan led Berkey to group's campsite and tied him to a tree, as another camper called police.
That's weird.
Well, if you think that's weird, listen to this. Durham police arrested a 93-year-old man for cocaine trafficking and related charges.
Oh, man. 90-year-old dude.
Okay. I want that. Back in my day, we had to walk 3 miles in the snow to get to school. It used to be a lot better stuff back then, too.
I used to see two lines off your grandma's hooters. Wow, that's some good stuff.
I remember when it used to be 10 cent a bag.
Back then, it truly was a dime bag.
A dime bag.
You ever wonder what it gets its name from? Whippersnappers? Whippersnapper.
You know, I wrote that song, Incense Peppermints. I invented tie-dye. I did cocaine with President Reagan in college.
In college.
I wasn't in college. He just bought from me.
Just one of my regular stops.
I supplied all the major presidents like Bush. We're going to fight if we're on terror.
Don't worry about the white stuff on my nose.
He was arrested Thursday during a raid. Why raid him? It's like, I don't know, the popo.
He's going real far.
Sally, get my walker. Get the colostomy bag.
Unless he's got one of them weird, you know, stoked up wheelchairs.
Flush to the pen, they'll find the stash.
Hide it in my diaper.
Officers also confiscated 3 firearms.
A 90-year-old dude with guns.
I gotta protect my supply.
It doesn't knock him down.
These young punks gonna come in here and take my stash. They can go to hell.
I'll pop a cap in you, boy.
No,
don't make me shank you.
Don't make me pull out my nine and bust a cap in your prosthetic knee.
I wonder who he's selling to. It's got to be old folks.
You better break your hip, fool. What up, homie?
You better be quiet, boy, before I pop them gold dentures out your face. Gold dentures.
I got the munchies. Got any Metamucil? Hey, where's the cream filling?
Old dudes, man.
Old dudes rule, especially when they're on crack.
Yeah. Can you see him walking around with his walker?
Can I get a nickel bag?
$15, little man. Put that in my hand. If the money doesn't show, then you owe me, owe me, owe. My jungle love, owe me, owe. Oh, can't, oh, my heart.
I'm sorry, boy.
The shot start twitching. You just see him in the hospital.
What was his excuse? I'm just trying to pay for my triple bypass surgery.
Can you just see him in the hospital? If he had to go to hospital, he just goes, Marion, could you light this up and just stick it in the IV?
Yeah.
My pipe's in my overnight bag.
Overnight.
And if anyone asks, you're my sister.
He's probably got like a 1942 Cadillac on 24s. And
hey, man, you sold me sugar.
Well, what you gonna do about it, bitch?
You gonna hit an old man with glasses?
Giggity, giggity.
Giggity, giggity.
Come on here, boy. Come that on.
That old man is so disturbing. Yeah, oh my god, that dog.
Lick the wiener. Lick the wiener.
A lot of them left all the messages on his phone. I just wonder where the paper boy was. I really need my paper.
Sounds like some of the people that call the station up here.
Yeah.
So like, what's the weather looking like? What was Bainbridge's final score last night?
They lost. Why do you need to know the score?
They lose quite often.
Ugh.
You're really going to piss me off.
Or no, one time we were messing around with a Western movie here. We had a green screen. We were testing out the green screen, so we were doing a bunch of stupid stuff in front of the TV. Somebody calling us,
what y'all do to my Western? Y'all need to stop playing around.
We were just messing around on live TV. I was like, well, whatever.
On live TV?
On live TV. We were just sitting there going, whoa, look at me in the Western.
Yeehaw. Those SOBs mess with my Western. How dare them.
I just reminded that movie Adult Be a Menace, South Central Rodriguez, Houston, who that grandma on that low rider.
What?
Tell your daddy to page me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's some good shit.
At least you caught yourself.
Yeah. Oh, man. New Mexico authorities have launched an investigation into the filming of a controversial new reality TV show which offers kids a chance to create their own community without any adults. Officials at the New Mexico Attorney General's office fear the families who took part in the Kid Nation violated kid labor laws and filmmakers broke state laws. The much hyped new show doesn't air until September 19, but has already caught up in a storm of controversy after family concern groups raised issues about the idea young children would be left to fend for themselves in a deserted town. In the reality show, which was filmed in a remote Santa Fe, New Mexico, a group of innocent kids attempt to create a society without adults. The show's quote-unquote contestants, aged from 8 to 15, were cut off from their parents for 40 days. Critics have slated the program and network bosses at CBS after trailers showing the child stars crying and fighting among each other started airing earlier this month, and now the New Mexico authorities have reason to believe there were some serious legal matters surrounding the filming of the series that need to be addressed. CBS bosses claimed the stars of the show were not employees and therefore did not require work permits.
Always CBS.
It's always CBS. Well, it was like, well, we can't put 12 kids on a remote island without food. We can't call it Survivor, so let's just call it Kid Nation. I mean, it sounds like a good concept, but
Pacifier United.
Google Gaga. Poopy.
Can this be in for himself? Find out on the next episode of My Baby's Up. I was going to say something dirty, but I can't.
Goo goo gaga, this town ain't big enough for the two of us. Goo goo gaga. Make my day, punk. Goo goo gaga.
I can just see them make my day. Ready? Draw for slingshots, put the rock in.
Wee, wee.
I saw a clip on break.com. It was at a skate park, and this one big kid came up to this little kid with kind of like a switch or something, saying, "You can go to hell," and hits him with the switch, and the kid throws a skateboard at him and hits him in the back of the leg. He falls down. He's all big and tough. He falls down from getting hit in the back of the leg of the skateboard. Starts crying.
That's funny.
It reminded me of buckwheat.
Yeah, buckwheat.
Or string bean.
One of the, both of them.
Both of them.
Having a slap fest.
I got a hole in my jeans. Holy crap.
They're holy jeans.
But can't go to school with them on.
No.
Jesus. Just go to uniforms, get it over with. I'm out of school, I don't care. I'm tired every other day I have to report the news of some parent getting irate at the school for sending their kid home.
Hey, you know the state troopers got new cars?
Yeah.
They got Dodge Chargers or something. They pulled my girlfriend over last night for having a tag thing. You know them little borders?
Mm-hmm.
Tag border? They pulled her over for that.
Let's see here. A Japanese man has been arrested after he sent his severed little finger to the country's prime minister.
Dude, what?
The man, a leader of a white right-wing group, filmed himself as he cut off the top part of his finger and included the DVD and a protest letter in a package to the prime minister. It was unhappy that the prime minister stayed away from the shrine in Tokyo on the anniversary of Japan's surrender in the Second World War. I thought they would ignore me if I just sent the letter, so I put my finger in there as well, the man told the police.
That's a lot of balls to cut your finger off.
I'm going to send my pinky finger to him. He doesn't disrespect the family.
He recorded himself doing it?
Those are some crazy bastards over there.
So what did he do? Just...
He just hacked it off.
Now I got to find my finger.
No, doggy, come back.
Yeah.
That's not your toy. Oh, let's see.
No, chew toy.
Oh, man. You might want to cross your legs on this one. A Russian man is recovering after his ex-wife set fire to his penis.
Ow.
The woman is reported to have lost her temper as he sat watching TV naked and sipping vodka.
Ha 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 ha. That's typical Russian.
It is not clear if the man will make a full recovery. Wait a minute, here we go. The attack was apparently the climax of 3 years of enforced cohabitation in Moscow. Climax.
How'd she set it on fire? Poured his vodka on it and lit it?
The couple divorced 3 years ago, but continue to share a small flat. This is not uncommon in Russia, where property costs are very high. The man tells, it was very painful. I was burning like a torch. I don't know what I did to the surface.
Oh.
You better not sit in front of the TV naked sipping vodka in front of your girlfriend.
Flaming linguine. What do you do? You just sit there.
Hey.
They pour the vodka on it.
Hey, have you ever smoked a Cuban?
Cuban cigar. Come and take a puff of this, baby.
Oh, man. Well, here we go. A 102-year-old Belgian woman was sent a letter by local council authorities confirming that she has a place in a local primary school.
Do what?
She said she was more than a little surprised when she read it. She contacted local authorities who admitted they had made the mistake. She said, I have heard of second childhood, but this was a surprise when the letter arrived, and I should get ready to start school soon. I didn't know for school the first time I went, did not want to go again. She was accidentally sent a letter saying that she had to go to school, and she's 102 years old. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Now, Miss Betty, do you know the answer to this question? I was alive when that happened. You want me to tell you what really happened? I was down on my knees. Reagan was sitting in there.
Here you go. A man in Tennessee was arrested for handing out fake five... Oh, no, wait. He was arrested for handing out fake $100 bills at a Nashville strip club.
That guy's smart.
Listen to Larry DeKay, we got too much. I wanted a strip joint, and the stripper got mad at me because I was tipping her with Monopoly money. She said, hey, this is fake money. I said, hey, those are fake hoo-haws. He pled guilty and will be sentenced in November. He was busted after dancers became suspicious of the bills and called the cops. A Chinese wife has cut off her husband's right hand because of his internet addiction.
Do what?
A Chinese wife has cut off her husband's right hand because of his internet addiction.
Why do women do stuff like this? Come on.
I'm not going to China. I'm not eating Chinese food anytime soon either.
Make it a hangnail.
Might find a pinky in there. Let's see. He promised his wife that he would not go on the internet anymore and would spend time at home to take care of their newborn son. But after a short time, he started to sneak to a nearby internet cafe and began having video chats with girls. He said, I was on the internet and suddenly felt a numbness in my right hand. The air on the screen stopped moving. Then I found that my right hand was on the mouse pad where blood was shooting out. Now listen to this part. In court, the husband pleaded with the judge to release his wife since he was to blame for breaking his promise.
She's got him whipped. I mean whipped. How does she do that so fast? Man. I'm talking about, the mouse wasn't moving, and my arm was moving.
Let's see, so far we have a missing pinky on the left hand, we have a missing right hand, we have a burnt penis.
What's left?
A severed head.
Yeah.
a missing leg. Whatever. Well, we did do the prosthetic knee joke.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. The false teeth.
Well, let's see here. Let's look around. What else do I have? Oh, here we go. A gang of crooks in England built a 60-foot tunnel in a daring attempt to rob an ATM machine.
They what?
The would-be robbers spent weeks constructing the passage, which was complete with lighting, scaffold reinforcements to stop it collapsing, and a ventilation system. Police found tools, a wheelbarrow, and bags of soil inside. The raiders were only 15 feet from being able to dig upwards to their target, an ATM machine filled with $140,000 at a Blockbuster video store. But they were foiled when the workmen laying electricity cables smashed through the roof with their jackhammer. One said worker said it stretched about 60 feet from a railway embankment that headed towards the ATM. They were almost there.
That's a lot of work.
Wow. They're a little bit more determined than I am.
Yeah, that's...
I can say that much. Wow. Okay, let's flip it around here. Let's see. This I'm reading it verbatim here. Pop-Tart turned professional party girl Britney Spears just couldn't wait to get to Las Vegas early Saturday morning, but her lead foot landed on trouble with cops. The singer in a blonde wig and accompanied by two guys was pulled over in a white convertible Mercedes zipping through the fast lane heading towards her habitual Sin City stomping grounds. Habitual. But it seems like her lucky... What? But it seemed like it was her lucky late night. She was given a warning after a 10-minute chat with a Carolina State Highway Patrol officer. That detour must have dampened the party spirit. Spears and company turned around and went home despite having already traveled an hour towards Las Vegas. Meanwhile, officers from the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals paid a visit to Spears' Hollywood home on Friday to check on her Yorkie, London. Oh.
Can we ever go a show without talking about Britney Spears? Why does she have a blonde wig?
I don't know. Maybe she wanted to pretend to be hot.
I'm not hot.
Well, then on Tuesday...
Oh, God.
She was left red-faced during a shopping trip when her car ran out of gas and she had to enlist the help of police officers to push her vehicle to the nearest gas station. She was in California with her two infant sons, Sean Preston, 23 months, and Jay and James, 11 months, when her car shredded to a halt, shuddered. There we go. So an embarrassed Spears had to endure being pushed slowly along by a group of passing cops, all the while being photographed by the paparazzi. At least this time she was wearing underwear.
Well, yeah.
They were talking about there was one time, I think it was last week, we didn't get to talk about it because we ran out of time, but she had another incident where she was kneeling down on the ground and she didn't have any panties on. So I don't know if she's allergic to cotton or something. Or silk, I don't know. But anyway.
She wanted it to air out.
Well, this story goes to show you that no good deed goes unpunished.
Okay.
A 24-year-old Home Depot employee in Tennessee is unemployed this week after catching a man who allegedly took cash from an on-site soda machine.
Do what?
Former department manager Dustin Chester said that he simply acted on instinct when he saw the alleged thief, but later found out the employer's policy was simply to allow such offenders to escape. The district manager told me that they were supposed to let thieves walk away. It blew my mind. He had a crowbar, and what if he came inside and gone after customers or the employees working at the registers? He said, I'd rather have him coming at me than going after any of the customers. A Home Depot spokesman said the decision to fire Chester and his general manager was simply based on company policy, which is oriented towards ensuring safety on site.
Oh, my God.
Okay, then when he's got you at gunpoint, I ain't going to do anything. I'm just going to sit there and watch.
Hey, take all you want, bud. So why don't we just go rob a Home Depot?
Yeah, because we know we're going to get away.
Just let them go.
Let's see here. Let's see. Mary Miller of Indiana is a 65-year-old grandmother, five, and is one of the world's strongest women. And she has the world record to prove it.
Huh.
Miller last month set a world record in the bench press for her age and weight class, lifting 115.5 pounds during a World Association of Bench Pressers and Deadlifters competition in Michigan. She plans to lift 120 pounds in November at the World Championships in California. She started lifting about 15 years ago when she realized she was beginning to lose muscle mass. She and her husband, Kurt, started to work out with a personal trainer. When we started out, I just wanted to stay fit. Pete made everything happen. He made me believe in the strength I had.
Sure.
Just sniff this and you'll feel empowered.
Yeah.
I'm Wonder Woman.
Wonder who?
Miller says she also has a genetic connection to physical strength. Her father was a 5'4", 135 boxer. 135-pound boxer. He died at the age of 95. So she's got no 30 years to live? Jeez.
I remember back in my day, I could lift 150 pounds without even taking a hit. When I took a hit, I couldn't lift 20 pounds.
But dang, it's good.
You don't know how out of shape you are when you're high trying to eat a 20-pound burrito.
20-pound burrito
without guacamole. That's a lot of guac.
And boy, does it tear you up.
Pop, 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 pop.
No.
Well, moving right along, as I'm waiting for a certain phone call. A woman in Lafayette, Indiana, again, Indiana, has been arrested for allegedly letting her 5-year-old son drive her around while she was intoxicated.
Oh, my God.
<Do-do-do-do-do>.
Retarded. 5-year-old boy. She must have been really in bad shape.
Google gaga.
Here, drink this, boy. I want to go fast.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
You got to shake it, and then you bake it. Magic Man and El Diablo.
Yep.
Dumbest movie ever. Jesus Christ on a donkey.
Stick this other knife in there. We'll fry it out.
She was charged with 2 counts of felony neglect and public intoxication after her neighbors noticed her son trying to drive her around in the car.
Get it, boy. Get it. Stop it, boy. I got a brush guard on this baby. Come on. Turn the four-wheel drive on. We'll go off-road.
The boy and his 3-year-old brother.
What?
The boy and his 3-year-old brother were placed in the custody of the Department of Child Services. Listen to this.
You got a future, boy.
A female police officer told WRTV in Indianapolis, "It was just bizarre."
Well, no, really.
I asked, "Is this a toddler driving your car?" She said, "He's a good driver." The mom said the 5-year-old kid was a good driver.
She was real, real messed up. He's a damn good driver, boy. He's a NASCAR professional. Watch him hit this curve. Watch it.
Okay, now put your finger... Now, without looking, look straight at me and touch your finger to your nose. No, take your finger out of your nose and just touch the tip of your nose. No, take your finger out of your mouth. Put your clothes back on, son. She reportedly admitted to taking prescription painkillers as sleeping pills before the incident. The child reportedly also told police he was having trouble because he couldn't reach the pedals. Well, darn. Strats.
It would have been funny if they tried to outrun the cops. That would have been too funny.
I'm going fast, Mommy.
Punch it, boy. Punch it.
I'm your sister.
Push him off the road. Push him.
Push it real good.
Oh, man. Have AC/DC blaring on the highway to hell.
I'm on the highway to hell. Why are they saying those things, Mommy?
Just stay on this side of the road. When you see headlights coming at you, swerve. Just not off the bridge. I haven't paid for this car yet.
It ain't under warranty.
Yeah,
I don't have any insurance.
I should have had that last drink. My head hurt.
Stop complaining, Mommy, or I will turn this car around.
I want a toy.
Beep, beep.
The Go-Go Power Rangers.
It's morphin' time. Hey, how you wearing this radio?
I am Batman. Watch my wood jump the bridge.
Kitty. Man, I kill Kitty. Who cares about Kitty? Keep your hands on the wheel.
But he's on the windshield, Mommy. I can't see. Turn the windshield wiper on, boy. What's all this red stuff? That's tomato juice. Just turn the windshield wipers on.
Just hit the soap. It's the button to your right.
I think. No, that's the gear shifter. No.
No. I see emergency brake and I'm gonna wear my seatbelt.
Mommy? More red stuff.
Wow, Mommy's flying. You're grounded.
Oh, crap.
Oh my god, they killed Mommy. You bastards. We've gotten silly. Yeah. Jessica Alba. She's hot. I can't help it. Has had the last laugh over a boy who turned her down in school, dedicating her recent Female Hottie Award to him. The stunning actress picked up the award at the annual Teen Choice Awards on Sunday night and was quick to humiliate her unrequited love. Alba, 24, says, I would like to dedicate this award to a young man who's been in my life for the last 19 years, Ross. Ross didn't love me. I was pigeon-toed, I had a sway back, I was slightly cross-eyed, buck tooth, and I sucked my thumb. Look at me now, Ross. Look at me now.
On a kid's choice
award. God bless you, Jessica.
On a kid's choice awards. This is how you treat a man, women. Now, if you don't burn his peer off first, chop his hand off.
So let's see, we got a guy who's been taunted. We got a guy who had his penis burned, finger chopped off, hand chopped off, prosthetic knee shot at.
Yeah. False teeth knocked out.
What else can we do? Oh, fly through a windshield.
Yeah, it's well, all dudes this week, come on.
Well, I don't think I need to read this story, but there's going to be South Park for another 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, there's another 3 seasons of South Park. And a new movie.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, all within the next 5 years. Well, members of a Pennsylvania school band who ate laxative loaded cookies gave the song Band on the Run fresh meaning.
Band on the Run.
I can't run 55. An undisclosed member of the Connellsville Area High School band members were sick on Thursday after eating cookies received for former band members who now face criminal charges.
Oh, my God.
We know who did it. It's in the hands of the school security department now, and the people responsible will be charged, and all is said and done. When the incident abruptly ended band practice Thursday, Duncan said he was not aware of any students sick enough to require medical treatment. That's nice. We're sitting here signing the news.
Yeah. We got to practice up our autographs.
I hate you. Your signature's more pretty than mine.
Well, you know.
That. And the last one says it doesn't look like she's calling.
Apparently not.
She'll call the moment we hit the music.
Yeah.
A Chicago man is suing police after he was arrested for allegedly soliciting a prostitute from his car while he was with his wife and daughter.
He's got some balls, I'll give him that.
He said he was on his way to breakfast with his wife and the 22-year-old daughter when he spotted a woman waving her arms who appeared to be in trouble. He said the family pulled over to offer assistance only to find a woman wasn't in distress. She was a prostitute, rather a female cop posing as a prostitute. Police swarmed the car and put the man in handcuffs. He was kept in custody for 8 hours while the family's car was impounded. But the prostitute solicitation charges filed against the man were later dropped. He is currently suing the city and the officers involved in the arrest, claiming his civil rights were violated.
Amen.
He says, "I am so lucky that I was with my wife. Imagine that if I tried to tell her and she wasn't with me. She would never believe me, never." The city is charging more than $4,700 in towing and storage fees for the man's car.
Amen. I hope he wins.
I hope it really was a prostitute, and he realized it was a prostitute. He was just hoping he'd get away with it.
Yeah.
What if his family knew that he had a prostitute problem, and they're just going along with the fact, you know?
Yeah.
They're just going along with the story.
Get some money.
Yeah. It's like, we know you're a pervert, but we see an opportunity to make money off of you, you dirty bastard. Now come over here so we can chop your right hand off, chop off your left pinky, and burn your penis with vodka while you watch TV.
And then we'll throw you through the windshield of the car, make you get false teeth, and then bust them out.
And then give you a knee transplant and shoot it.
Oh my then God. Shave your head and make you wear a blonde wig.
Nice. And then make you wear a skirt with no panties.
And then drive around with two guys in the back seat. Skirt with no drawers.
Oops, I did it again to your heart. Got lost in this game away, baby. Oops, you think that I'm sent from above.
I'm not my cooter lips touch the ground.
There's a video on YouTube on a break of a kid who went to they went to Walmart and they got on they got onto one of the telephones and made an announcement call. And he was like, "Attention shoppers, we are offering a very big special. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You are a nah." What a great. He gets about through 2.5 verses and then someone catches him and he's like, "Uh-oh, I like big butts and I cannot lie." He keeps singing. And then they hang the phone up and he's just standing there really awkwardly with the girl. He's like, So, is this when I walk away now? And he finds another phone and starts singing again, and that's when they called security.
Where was this at?
A Walmart in Indiana.
Oh, Man, what's
it's Indiana Day. It's Indiana and Chinese Day.
Yeah. Nice one.
Nice.
I haven't drunk anything to, you know, do that today.
Oof. I had McDonald's.
That was kind of rank.
I know. McDonald's burp. Not always pleasant. No, anyway.
That was worse than that running turd you did the other day. Running turd.
Running turd.
Like on Jackass.
Just a reminder, next Sunday we're going to be at the Bainbridge Bike Fest site.
Hang with us.
Sunday at 3:30.
Okay.
This one will be at 3:30.
Okay, so where are we supposed to meet at?
You know my yellow car. You'll be able to see it.
Okay. Yellow car.
I'm going to be walking around with four guys with curly hair singing a children's song. We're riding in a big yellow car. The Wiggles! Yay! But we're going to be at Bike Fest from 3:30 to 5 o'clock. Come out and see us. We'll sign something for you.
Yeah. We even sign, you know, heads, babies.
We'll sign your private parts if you're of age.
Yeah, hope you better have your ID. I don't feel like going to jail.
The next time the entire show will be on Amped Radio will be September 23rd at 3 p.m. So we're recording next Sunday, which is the 9th, and then we're off the next Sunday after that, which is the 16th. So, just a quick reminder to all you people, all five of you, and remember to turn in your name now for a chance to win an autographed picture of us.
Yeah. It's not a nudie picture, sorry.
We will be announcing a winner when we come back on the 23rd.
Yeah. So hurry up.
The winner, the one winner, or the one picture. We're only doing one this time.
If it goes well, we may do some more.
And then we're going to put another one on eBay and pay someone to take it.
Yep. Pay somebody. Please take this off our hands.
Please, please. I've already printed it out. I want someone to take it.
1 cent. Starting bid.
Some gay guy will get it.
Yeah.
Probably the guy's got his penis burnt.
Send us the email. I've really enjoyed your picture.
Well, I'm going to go home, turn on my webcam, and chat with guys with one hand.
Yeah. Burnt wiener.
And produce videos of people chopping their fingers off.
Yeah.
I got 10 of them.
And blowing out prosthetic knees.
I got 10 fingers, so that's 10 movies I can make.
Yeah. That one hurt a little bit more. Oh, I just hit myself.
That kind of
hurt.
You hurt yourself. But anyway. The Entitled Show brought to you by Yahoo Small Business, the official web provider of The Entitled Show, and by Hot Topic. And you listen to us on Amped Radio, powered by Live365.com, at Sirius Satellite Radio, the best radio on radio. All orders over $49 receive free shipping. Click the link at ampedradio.net.
Please.
Please, because we want money. We don't get paid unless you buy something from them.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. We make like 20%, so you better buy something. Nah, we're still here, bitches.
Yeah.
I'm stalling, waiting for a phone call.
Probably ain't gonna happen much. I'll leave, get in the car, the phone ring.
And I hear tires squealing, coming back into the parking lot. Hurry, hurry, she's going! Turn it back on! Donnie, you have any parting words?
Not really.
Me either. This the first, like, 20 minutes of the... I remember back in my... That was pretty good, but after that, it's kind of like downhill.
Yeah. Maybe we should call my sister.
Yeah. Doesn't she date that Chris kid?
Yeah.
Mr. X?
Mr. X.
As he's known on MySpace.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Or DX for just X, I don't know.
Something of that sort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The PIMP finally decided to settle down. With your sister.
Yeah.
Who's so hot.
Appreciate it.
We'll go back to this now.
Yeah. We gotta bring that back.
Nasty hoes.
Oh yeah. That was a nice sound effect.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys at BikeFest. BikeFest.com. Bring me to BikeFest.com, sorry. See ya.
You get a bunch of stuff.